The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 45 and Fuquay. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Bombshells on Fuquay and 45. If you want to get in, the best way to do it. Text line 713-780-3776 or Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And we're out here. Come on out. Great place to come watch the games tonight. There's a lot going on. And obviously UH tonight. You got the Colts-Patriots tonight. You got some baseball tonight. There's a little bit of everything. And you can watch it all out here at Bombshells Group Food. Unfortunately, I'm not eating right now, so I'm not going to be diving into the menu today. But, man, I had that chicken last week. That was serious. Seriously good. The Cyclone Grill chicken. Yeah. Anything with Cyclone in the name of it.
It could sound cool.
Yeah. And a couple people bring up, well, the reason you got robbed because your neighborhood you live in. Let me make something real clear. We studied crime stats for the entire city before we bought that place. At the time, it was the most crime-free place anywhere near downtown. So, and it has nothing to do with that. I got robbed in Meyerland. I had a friend get shot at in Katy. I had a friend get robbed in Pearland. Doesn't matter where you live. Crime's going to follow you here in the city. So, you know, don't.
Crime's going to follow you in most metropolitan areas.
That's
though.
Living in a big city. And yeah. You know, and that's a decision that at some point I'll make, whether or not I want to continue to live in a city like this. And
you might be in Regina.
No, Regina's actually got a pretty bad crime problem,
oh,
too. Yeah.
No.
What
about Saskatoon?
Saskatoon, both of them are really nice in certain areas. The one big difference is they have zoning there. It's like the bad areas, you know where to stay out of.
Okay.
It's not like, whoa. Dude, what is going on here?
I moved my foot.
Did you do that? Oh, and I think you almost unplugged this there.
Ooh.
Yeah, you might want to be careful with that.
Saved the day.
Yeah. But even Chicago.
Sorry, I have like literally zero room to move down here. It's a weird situation.
Well, you are a foot mover, though.
I am a foot mover.
You tend to move.
I'm what you would call a fidgeter.
Yeah, yeah. But no, even Chicago, like the South Side, you know to stay away from.
Right.
But the rest of it's pretty cool. And I think that's one of the problems here is like you can have a really nice neighborhood and right next to it's a really crap neighborhood. And then all you got to do if you're a thief is wander over to the nice neighborhood. But we'll see. I'm still, I think, whatever I do next, it's not going to be, I don't know that I'll live in another big, big city.
Unless it's Toronto.
Toronto's the only one. And there are areas of Toronto you don't want to be around.
Right.
They've got a bad gun problem there right now, which is, well, compared to this, it's nothing.
What?
But compared to this, it's nothing. But for Toronto, it's pretty bad. 713-780-ESPN, if you want to text the show. And I'm kind of iffy on the text today because I don't know why you're still in a bad mood. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
It's basically the
football
weekend.
Tonight. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You got football. You got whatever you want. So relax and have some fun.
It's almost Saturday, which means it's almost UFC 229.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because what do you think of Derek on that card?
Man,
because he's a plus number, and I'm looking at that going.
I think it's a good matchup for Derek, but I'm scared of to bet on Derek because
Derek Lewis is who
yeah, Derek Lewis here. Because his last fight against Ngannou, it's like his back seized up on him. That's happened multiple times now. Luckily, Ngannou was like. I don't know what seized up on him, his brain.
Yeah, well, he didn't want
to
fight.
He was unable to take advantage of it. But, yeah, Derek's back is beginning to concern me a little bit. I mean, I think this is it's a very winnable fight for him. And him at a plus number is nice. But, yeah, I'm a little hesitant because I know, like, that back problem has caught up with him multiple times. And I've talked to him about it. He just has no idea when it's going to flare up. Like, it's a chronic thing, and it's – sometimes it jumps out of nowhere, and it's like spasms.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Because, you know, if he can get through the fight without that, I'd like his chances.
Oh, yeah.
It's like if
Yao stays healthy. It's one of those
right,
things now.
Right, right. Because he's so much fun to watch.
He is.
The Ngannou fight was bad, but I think that was as much Ngannou as it was him.
I agree.
I think after he got beat up the last fight, how often do you see that where a guy gets his ass kicked? Like, we saw it with Ronda Rousey. When she finally got her ass kicked,
she cried.
She fell apart.
Yeah.
And looks like that's what happened with him, too.
It could be. I think a lot of it is just once you realize that you're not invincible, there's you start to have that doubt and you don't want to get. And he got dominated by Stipe Miocic in the fight before he fought Derek. So it's a.
Yeah.
That creeps into your head, man. And he's a guy who'd never really seen any adversity. And then he just went through five rounds of being able to do nothing against a guy who's just clearly better and more well-rounded than him. I think it may have broken his confidence a little bit. I'm not saying it's permanent. Maybe he can get it back.
Right.
But for the time being, it's rough. That number for Khabib still sticking around 160, coming back plus 140 on Conor.
Still feel pretty good about him?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to so I have a buddy, and we've been talking about making a really substantial play on Khabib. And we're waiting because we don't want to pay 160, basically. So
right. I think you and I both believe this. The closer you get to fight time, I think as the McGregor fans start
that's my hope.
Pumping the money in, I think it's going to come down a little bit.
We'll know tomorrow.
I still feel like you're going to get minus 120, minus 130 when it's all said and done.
130 is my goal number. That's my target number that I'm hoping for. If I get that, then I'm gonna drop the hammer. Until then, I'm going to wait, and then I'm also going to look at the prop on Khabib inside the distance. So, I mean, he's gone 25 minutes with guys that didn't belong in there with him for 25 minutes before, but I just feel like he'll be looking to have a violent finish. I'm worried about that, though, because if he decide to play with his food, it could...
Conor can't hurt him.
He can.
Yeah.
No, well, that's why the under, like, inside the distance seems the way to go. Because if Conor really only has one way to win, Conor can't win by a decision, I don't think. Conor is either going to knock him out or he's going to get ragdolled for 25 minutes, he's going to get submitted, or he's going to get KO'd. So I really think there's only one guy who can take it the distance, which is why I kind of like inside the distance. But it's going to be a sort of a scramble on what the best number I can get is, where the value's at.
Is there another fight on the card that you feel really good about hammering?
You know what? That's a good question, and you and everyone else will know tomorrow when I finish up my preview, and it'll be on Sports Map, the best sports website in Houston.
There you go. There you go. Nice plug.
You're welcome.
Texter asks, Fred, do you have a favorite NHL team or do you just enjoy watching the games? I enjoy watching the games, but I'm a huge Maple Leafs fan. Have been since 96, and... they've sucked the entire time. So it's not like I'm a front runner. Now that they're good, no bandwagon. Nope. I've suffered through a lot of crap. Speaking of Sports Map, Barry's thing is up. Video on. He's got a picture of Joel Osteen and Whataburger on there on Houston versus Cleveland. So good luck with that. John Granato apologizes to the people of Houston for not asking Jimbo Fisher about the face mask thing because Fisher had answered it the day before. And frankly, John didn't think it was a big deal. But apparently he's taking a lot of heat for it. And apparently I'm tagged on half the Twitter stuff.
I was too.
Which I don't like being tagged on.
Listen, my thoughts on that are even if he answered it, he gave some PC answer the day before, which I'm sure he did, I'd still like to I would have liked to press for more. But I also realize that the way Granato interviews guys is different than the way I do. And typically Granato is interviewing he interviews guys like they're his buddy. Like,
well, and they kind of are. That's
a lot of those
guys
are. Yeah,
and that's why they go on the show.
And those guys, and that's it's really cool that he gets those guys. And I won't get those guys because I'm not – if I've got somebody like that on the hook, I'm going to ask the hard questions.
Well, it's not really fair because we don't do the same thing. And the reality is if we do get somebody on the show, then we're going to ask. It's like, well, and I think the example is when RJ was – getting ripped by Deadspin.
Yeah.
We spent an entire show on that.
Yeah.
Asking him pretty hard questions about it, even though that's a friend, that's a guy that I'm in business with. But we talked to him about all of it. And I think in this situation, I would have asked the question. Maybe I do it in a way that makes him more comfortable. But I also am not trying to have those guys on all the time. And we aren't trying to have those guys on all the time. And it's just a different type of show. So I could say yes, we would have asked, one of us would have asked that. I'm 100% confident. I also might have said, listen, I don't think this is a big deal. Coaches did this to me all the time, but you've taken a lot of flack for this. I know you've addressed it, but maybe I do it that way. Yeah. But, we're going to talk about it. And I understand why John doesn't, because that's not what his show's about. And he gets those guys on, and that's where you get, he gets good stuff out of them. And that's... it's just a different type of show and a different – in his position, no, I probably don't ask it. In my position or your position on this show, you ask it. Hey, he's not with us today because our buddy Lawyer Dave's in court representing somebody.
Oh, no.
That's what he does. He goes to battle for you.
We got bumped by a client?
He's actually in court right now.
One of you blitzers probably.
Yeah, probably a blitzer, and he's probably beating up an insurance company on the blitzer's behalf. Because that's what Lawyer Dave does. He takes care of blitzers. And listen, what have you been in an accident? You're in Houston. You're going to be in an accident, right? It can be a car accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. Hell, you may walk out in the parking lot and get run over. Well, if you do, the first person you need to call is Lawyer Dave. Because you know what he's going to do? If you can't afford doctors, he's going to put you with a doctor. They're going to take care of you. You don't pay a dime to Lawyer Dave until he wins your case. Free consultation. And he's a bulldog, man. He's represented me on a couple of things. And I'm telling you, this is a guy you want in your corner. He will tear these people apart. Practices everywhere in Texas. So if you're over in Beaumont, Golden Triangle, any of those places, he can come over there. All the way. I mean, he's got the whole state down. And how about this? If you were in the hospital for some reason and you got the wrong drugs, they misprescribed you, or the doctor of the hospital was negligent, he'll go after them too. And he doesn't charge for his consultations. And even if it's not a personal injury thing, he'll put you with a lawyer that'll help you if it's not something he does, because he wants to help the blitzers. He doesn't get a dime until you win. All you got to do is give him a call, 713-626-8900. You can follow him on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave. Something happens, you can hit him up on Twitter. He'll get right back to you. But give him a call at 713-626-8900. If you want a free consultation, maybe you're not sure if you have a case or not, just give him a call. He'll sit down with you, and he'll let you know. Trust me, this is my guy. He should be your guy. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 45 and Fuquay. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live at Bombshells on Fuquay. Come on out. Really, really cool place if you want to get your game on tonight. A lot of Blitzers here. Appreciate you guys being here. Guess what? I'm going to give something else away, and then I want to get back to this topic about guests because I think there's some good points being made on Twitter by some folks. But I'm going to give away, how about this, at 5:25. So you got a little time here. How about Lone Star Shootout tailgate party tickets? Two of them. Dallas Cowboy fans of Houston, Smoking Cowboys Space City, Borracho Tailgaters, and Dim Cookers have joined forces to bring you the best tailgating experience ever. This weekend, when the Cowboys come to Houston, this epic party is at 9200 South Main, Sunday, October 7th, starting at 3 p.m. You're going to get two passes to the best tailgate party happening when Dallas and Houston face off. Your passes include all-you-can-eat food, drinks, shots, ice shots, dancing, singing, and football. Wristbands are still available. Get some at Facebook events, Lone Star Shootout Tailgate. This is Cowboys fans of Houston are putting this on, but Texans fans are welcome, too. It's going to be everybody. Our buddy Crystal and her crew are doing this. It's going to be a great, great party. You're going to win two tickets if you're caller 10 at 525.
All right.
So there you go. I guess people brought up that they were told not to ask about it. And, you know, John brought up when James Harden was going to come on the show and we were told, oh, he won't talk about this, this, or this, and we just said no thanks.
Yeah.
And that's happened, I would say, three or four times that I remember where we've had a guest coming on and they've said, you can't ask him about this, and we'll just say no thanks.
Yeah, I'm not looking for interviews where I'm told what I can and can't.
In fact,
ask.
I think Pete Rose was another one.
Yep.
And you said, well, I won't talk about this. Okay, we won't talk to you. Now, a recurring guest, and Lamont brings this up, with a recurring guest, it's probably different. But I kind of feel like if we had a recurring guest who wouldn't talk to us about stuff, he wouldn't be a recurring guest.
Probably not.
That would probably be the end of it. And, you know, I think the guys that we have as recurring guests, I don't see getting into any kind of controversy.
Right.
Like I said, RJ is probably the closest, and he dealt with that in detail. We asked him every possible question about it. So, yeah. But I think in that case, if I would just pass on the – if it were a guy like that, and again, it's a different deal because John and Lance do a different show. They have a different relationship with these coaches. I probably would have said, you know what, maybe you shouldn't come on this week if I can't ask about that. And, you know, if I'm Jimbo Fisher, I think I need the recruiting in Houston more than I think John and Lance need Jimbo on their show. But – that's, you know, and listen, there's nobody I respect more in the business than those two guys. Well, other than us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you, me, and John. But, no, I love them to death. I think they do a great show. But it is very different. They do a lot of, they have a lot of coaches. They have a lot of interviews with people. And it's just not what we do. I mean, I think because of that, when we do interview people, I do think we get a lot out of them. And I feel pretty good about what we do as interviewers on the show, but I don't think we've ever ducked anything with anyone. Hell, we spent half an hour with Mike Jackson after he got ripped by Dana White and talked about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he was great about it. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. Hey, did you see the USA Today broke down the five best deals among college football coaches' contracts and the five worst?
I'd like to hear that.
Okay, would you like to hear the best first?
Sure.
How about Rocky Long, San Diego State, $873,000.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal, right? Ed Orgeron.
They've got a good deal on him,
too. $3.5 million. Nick Saban is a good deal. Even though he's the highest paid, they have him at 8.3.
I mean, it's almost a guaranteed playoff.
You could, whatever the number is on Nick Saban, he's worth it. That's a good deal. Scott Satterfield of Appalachian State.
Appalachian, yeah.
$712,000 total compensation. Here's an interesting name for you. Charlie Strong.
Oh, well, that's because Texas is still paying him, so he doesn't need to get big money from South Florida.
So he's making $1 million from South Florida. Now, when his contract expires at Texas, it bumps to 2.5.
Yeah, he's got a good deal going there.
Yeah. But that's nice if you can. Well, I'm pretty sure Kevin Sumlin's getting paid a lot by A&M still.
Yep.
I don't know that he's a good deal for Arizona
that's
right
true.
Now. That's true. All right, so here's your worst deals. And here's a guy that I know you agree with. Kirk Ferentz.
Oh, yeah.
$4.7 million.
Yeah. The guy doesn't win.
If they make a bowl game, he gets a $100,000 bonus. If they win seven games, his entire staff gets an 8% raise. And if they win eight, he gets an additional $500,000. Talk about a low bar.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know that this one's fair, but they have Jimbo Fisher listed on here.
I mean, he's getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's year one.
Yeah. I'm not saying that they're wrong on him, but it's a like the way that his deal was structured where basically if he wants to leave, he can leave any day he wants to. But if he's fired, then they owe him a ton of money. Like, he's got a pretty good for him, a good deal worked out. Not a great deal for Aggie.
Yeah, but it's also printed money for Aggie.
Right.
That's the thing. I think let's come back and revisit this in 3 years, because if he has them in contention in the West in a couple of years,
yeah,
especially after Saban leaves, then he's worth every penny. Gus Malzahn, also on this list.
Kind of the same boat as Fisher.
Yeah, he gets an annual raise of nearly $2 million. The real issue is the buyout. It would have been 6.9 last year. This year, because the contract effectively guaranteed 75% of the deal, you want to buy out Gus Malzahn? $32 million.
Oh, boy.
Not so good.
Ooh.
They have Urban Meyer on this list. $7.5 million. It's more than anybody except for Saban. He said, but I mean, they're talking about this investigation and stuff. I still think Urban Meyer is a great deal.
He's the second best coach in the world.
Yeah, and so he should be the second highest paid coach. So that one I can't go with. How about this one? Lovie Smith.
Oh, poor Lovie. Poor Alina. I remember at the beginning of the season, we both thought that he had gotten fired.
Yeah, and well, he was supposed to.
He still had that job.
He was supposed to.
I guess it's because he has a big buyout, right?
Well, let's talk about this. He's 7-21. He's making $5 million this year, which makes him one of the top 10 highest paid coaches in the sport.
That's absurd.
Now, that includes a $1 million retention bonus that he gets if he's still the coach on January 1st. If I'm Illinois, no way, right? But here's his buyout, $12.67 million.
Oh, man.
To buy out Lovie Smith. Man, why would you give that guy that kind of deal?
I have no idea. I mean, I guess you're thinking, well, as an NFL guy, like,
well, I thought he would do better there, but I don't think I would have given him that. He also was out of work, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN, and you know what?
Well, Longhorn Dimitri brings up a point, going back before what we were talking about with Granato. He says, y'all asked Adrian Peterson tough questions, and it was a great interview. To that point, when they told us that we were interviewing Adrian Peterson, the first thing I said is there anything we're not allowed to ask him?
Yeah.
And they said, nope, he'll talk about everything. I said, perfect.
Yeah.
Same with Jackie Sherrill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, is he willing to talk about everything? Is there something that I'm not allowed to ask him? They said, no. Okay, let's do it. But yeah, I'm not looking for somebody's PR director to tell me what I can and can't ask in an interview. I don't need that.
Yeah,
I'd rather just not interview that person.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of fortunate in that we can make those kind of calls too. Unless it's
like, who's so famous that we would take stipulations?
Maybe LeBron.
Yeah, like Tiger Woods.
Maybe, yeah. If we can't ask about Denny's waitresses,
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo, can't ask him about rape.
Does he speak English?
I don't know.
That's going to be a tough interview anyway.
Yeah. Como se dice rape en español? I don't know. But no, I honestly don't think there's anybody that would be worth it.
Yeah.
Because anybody that's putting stipulations on something, then that's why we'd want to interview him, right?
Right.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. And listen, if you need to save money on your bills, where do you go?
You go to Bill Advisor. Thanks, Fred. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's where you're going to look. And Bill Advisor, they've been winning for our listeners for a while now. They'll win for you. There's money out there to be had, and you're losing it. Because if you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home or auto insurance, you're overpaying on your bills. You start out with a good rate. It's gone up. And that's where Bill Advisor comes in. They're helping you to lower your rate, not your service, just lower your bill. They're guaranteed to save at least $300. Most of our listeners are saving over $800 a year. Many saving into the thousands. Guys, start saving right now. It's simple. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information, and he's going to start working for you. They're going to go to every one of your recurring bill holders, and they're gonna renegotiate your rates, get you the rate that you deserve. One more time, text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool because I dropped out of high school.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 45 and Fuquay. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Bombshells on Fuquay. Bunch of Blitzers here, getting a chance to talk to a few of them. And, Lamont says the best interview was the Texans DB. I think I'm about Swearinger on with you guys the same time. Bill O'Brien was on 610, and we asked him about the turf causing the Clowney injury. He's like, yeah. Same time OB was saying no. Of course, he got released. But and Victor says Cristiano speaks English because he played at Manchester United for 6 seasons. All right.
Then I will take that interview.
Yeah, as long as he'll talk about whether or not he actually –
he's that, famous enough, we'd pass.
That's
we'd
just be like, such a weird story, though, because that dude just pulls whatever he wants. Why would he rape anybody?
Would you interview OJ if we couldn't talk about Ron and Nicole?
No.
No?
No.
Man, I think we'd have to.
No. I mean, I would ask him about it, even if he said not to. Because we're not getting him again, right?
Right.
So somebody like that, like we'd soften him up with a bunch of softball questions. Oh, I'm a big fan of yours, OJ. And then at some point, I would ask him, you know, I read If I Did It.
Yeah.
And I would back my way into it, and I bet he would answer. I don't know that he'd say he did it, but, yeah. Would you interview Donald Trump with stipulations?
I mean, it's hard to say no to a president.
I would love to interview Donald Trump. I would do the same thing, though. I mean, and not that that's – and this is something that – and you've probably heard us do this a few times, especially if there's going to be something controversial. You always soften them up first by spanking a critter and saying nice things about them and getting comfortable. And then once they're comfortable, they're more likely to answer something like that.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think we've done more than once, and we've usually got good answers out of it. But, yeah, I would absolutely love to have Donald Trump on the show. I'd like to have Ted Cruz on the show. Working on getting Beto on the show. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. But, you know, that's one thing. I've never had to deal with coaches on a regular basis. I think we had – didn't we have Cliff Kingsbury for a while when he was at UH? Wasn't he a regular?
I don't know if he came on regular. He did come on multiple times. Yeah. I don't know if I would call him a regular.
Yeah. But. And then we were going to have Major on when he was OC, and then that's the year they started off terrible. Somebody, we were going to have somebody on, and they started off terrible, so we decided not to because there wasn't enough interest.
Yeah.
Speaking of coaches, I don't know if you saw this, but you see John Gruden seems surprised that Khalil Mack's playing so well.
Did he not know Khalil Mack was a good player?
Apparently,
No one told
him. He was talking to his assistant coaches, and somebody sent him a text, and he just said, damn, Khalil Mack had another strip set? Are you kidding me? No.
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 Hey, what do you think of J.J. Watt being AFC Defensive Player of the Week or of the Month?
Okay.
you disagree with the choice?
Well, I mean, he plays well, but I still think, I don't know, from what I've seen, obviously Khalil Mack probably needed to be in that conversation.
Well, he's the NFC.
NFC. So AFC.
AFC Defensive Player of the Month.
Okay. So he said, if you get Beto, ask him why he keeps texting me. I keep getting those texts, too. I'm so
did you get the text from Trump yesterday?
I did.
Did you reply?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
But the reality is, now I know what's going to happen. It's like, oh, they're attacking so-and-so. Sad.
Yeah.
Yo, Adrian says, if you interview Juice and are going to ask him about Ron and Nicole, make sure you clear the table in vicinity of any sharp objects.
I'm not scared of Daddy Juice.
Yeah, I'm not either. Now that he's Daddy Juice.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. And a couple other things I wanted to get to. Apparently, we were talking about Gruden. Apparently, there seems to be a disconnect between him and the front office. Shocker. You pay a guy that much money to be your head coach, and he comes into a situation that already exists. You know there's going to be problems, right?
Yep.
I
think there'll be continuing problems there.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, obviously you come in with that kind of money in that situation. Well, you know what's going to happen? You're going to want things your way.
And it's the Raiders. Did we expect
right.
No drama? Come on.
I got a little TV news for you.
Oh, I like that.
HBO is going to pick up a new televangelist comedy with Danny McBride.
Okay.
There was a time when I thought Danny McBride was one of the funniest dudes around. And I think Eastbound and Down was fantastic.
It was good.
But he's done a lot of stuff since that I'm just like, okay. Like Vice Principals was not good.
I never even watched it.
Oh, and you would have thought it had been great because it had him and Walton Goggins. And, I mean, I watched a bunch of them, and it's just like, this isn't funny.
It was never good.
But I also kind of have beef with Danny McBride because back when we first started the show and it was me and Matt Dean, we had him on a couple of times to talk about Eastbound and Down. He was like, oh, yeah, doesn't matter how big I get, I'll always come on the show.
Yeah.
Then he got big, never
That's
came the on
the
show
works.
Again. Yeah, we reached out to him several times, and it's like, eh.
That happened to me with Perez Hilton.
So, yeah.
I'm a fame whore. You can always call me, AJ. I'll always do your show. I just love being on the radio. I love it.
And then one day it's like, what? Is this isn't Perez? I've got the wrong number? What? Yeah. Garbage. They get too big for you.
Oh, yeah. It happens. But, oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Is that music I hear in my head, John?
Yep.
Okay, that means we're going to break. We come back, we'll have a gym of the day. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 45 and Fuquay. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. It's your last week to qualify for the grand prize to Amelia Island in Jacksonville, Florida. Are you the Texans we're sending to Florida? Listen Friday to win. Because we're giving away a prize every hour, and every winner is a qualifier for the grand prize drawing. A round-trip air transportation, 4 days rental car, hotel accommodations at the Hampton Inn, and suites Amelia Island. Tickets to the football game at TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville on October 21st with a parking pass. Plus a round of golf for two at Amelia National Golf Club and Country Club. all courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. For more information and contest rules, visit ESPN975.com. I'd like to win that, but that's the day after the pub crawl that we're doing.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, but I'm kind of not looking forward to that because, be honest, I'm not missing drinking at all.
Right.
Which is very strange.
Yeah, everybody was saying that by day four you'll be having serious cravings, and I'm not really craving anything. I mean, would it be nice to eat pizza or a burger? Yeah, because it's simple. But it is kind of a pain, and I'm not used to eat. Like, I normally don't eat breakfast or lunch.
Right.
But with what I'm eating, if I don't eat breakfast and lunch, I don't have enough gas to get through the day.
Right.
So I've got it, and that means I've got to cook at breakfast and cook at lunch, unless I want to get up early when my wife is cooking, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, my food ability is a little broader than yours. As long as I come in under 1,600 calories, that's all that matters. So I'm still able to eat some stuff. I'm staying away from, like, really high-carb stuff, obviously, especially, you know, bread and pasta and things like that. We did the, what is it, squash that you do that you can use as pasta?
Spaghetti squash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that last night. You can pretty much eat boxes of that if you want. It's not great, but it works. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, AJ, let's pretend you're in prison.
All right.
In Dublin, Ireland.
Okay.
Their Wheatfield prison. You have access to a drone that can bring you stuff. What do you choose for the drone to bring you?
I'm guessing like a rocket pack to fly out of
there. Well, yeah, that would be a good start. But no, just if you're going to be stuck there for a while, and you've got somebody who can drone things into you and be undetected for a very long time.
I might go with like an iPad or
some whiskey.
Yeah, that'd be good, although I can make that in my toilet.
True.
I feel like, you know, an iPad with a data plan would be nice when you're in prison.
Okay.
Like Netflix and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Something to pass the time.
Well, apparently some prisoners had this opportunity. One of their friends had a drone that was able to sneak in, and for months they got away with it. You know what they were using it for?
Tell me, friend.
Chinese takeout.
Oh, that's good. That's something nice to have, too.
That's not bad, but I kind of think on the list of things that I would want, Chinese takeout might be down a little bit.
Yeah. I wonder if that was any easier than pizza, maybe because, like...
Well, you got those little boxes. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is easier than pizza. But they never did spot the drone, but somebody snitched on them, of course. And that's the problem. Somebody snitches on you because you didn't give them the Chinese food. And so they got caught, and no more Chinese food.
Yeah.
But I just kind of thought that was cool. It's like, yeah, you know, get a drone in there. Apparently a lot of drugs getting in that way, too. There's a running joke that it's like a dial-a-drug service. You just give word of what you want, and it's delivered by drone. Apparently that's the new thing in Irish prisons.
All right.
Have you been to Ireland?
I've not been.
I have not been either.
I won't be going.
So I don't know what their prisons are like. I don't want to get arrested and have to go to drone guy. And then snitch. 713-780-ESPN. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. So we have a programming meeting next week?
Yeah, but there's like, he didn't put a time of when it's happening.
It says 12 p.m. to 12:30.
Okay.
So I wonder why Charlie's not invited.
Well, I mean,
did we do something wrong again?
No, Charlie knows everything. Yeah. He doesn't need to be there. I have Dirt Free here, John.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Your floors and upholsteries, they've taken a beating over the summer. They're looking rough right now. Your kids were out of school. They were messing up your house. They were dragging nonsense in from outside, from backyard, from the pool, tearing up your house. Well, now you can take advantage of Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning's fall special. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. Nowadays, people want to have those lighter colored fabrics. That's what's in. That's the in look. But if you don't keep them, if you don't keep them clean, they look rough, man. You got to keep those. You got to keep on top of it. Call 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They're using no soaps, no unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They use the best technology in the game, and they've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning your upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here. Get three rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. That's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.